Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX Podcast.
Hey, Walter, today's question is, do you ever close out a winning trade early just to offset a losing trade? So you take a guaranteed winner just so that your P&L is positive.
Yeah, this is a really tempting thing to do, and I think it's probably more common if you're new to trading, but I believe it to be a really big mistake, and here's why. If you keep taking early profits, what you're doing is you're whittling away at your reward-to-risk ratio. Now, your reward-to-risk ratio and your win rate work hand-in-hand to give you your expectancy, which is how much money do you expect to make with your system. So, and then most traders understand that, right? But because if you've run through the formula, you know what your expectancy is given your supposed win rate and your supposed reward to risk ratio if you've done any sort of back testing or have an idea of what to expect. But here's where the tricky part comes in. If you actually do this and start taking profit early, then let's say that you have a system where your reward to risk ratio is, let's say, 2.0. So for every dollar you risk, you're making $2 on average. Well, what happens is you take profit early and that starts to fall down. Maybe it gets down to 1.85 and then it gets down to 1.75. And this is simply because you've seen too many trades go in your direction, not hit your profit target, and then they come back and either stop you out or hit your break-even stop. So you get really frustrated and you feel like you should take profit while it's there for you. The problem with this is, and most traders don't realize this, your risk of ruin can skyrocket. In other words, the chances of you running into a horrible drawdown to the point where you throw in the towel and say, that's it, I quit, that goes way up if you start doing this with your trade. So what I suggest traders do is to simply don't. Don't do this. It's a big mistake, really. I mean, so the way around it is to kind of set your stop loss to break even. Now, some people will say, I know you know how I trade, Hugh, and I like to move to break even generally kind of quickly. And I know some traders don't like that, but I look at those trades where it comes back and hits my stop loss. Even if it went within a few pips of my target, I look at those trades as trades that never happened. And I think that's really what the game of trading is all about, is getting to that break-even point. So that's the most important part of the trade for me, is when I can move to break-even. So I would suggest, if you have this itch to take profit early, instead funnel that energy into moving your trade to break-even. And that's, to me, a better way to manage this and allow yourself to still have that higher reward-to-risk ratio while not taking the loss. So that's basically what I suggest to do, and I understand why people do it. I used to do it. Many traders do it, especially in the beginning. They feel like you got to take profit while it's on the table. The problem is you change the numbers against you, and you become more likely to blow up your account or at least go through a horrendous drawdown when you do that. So it's important to note that if you do this, you realize what you're doing. You're not just taking profits early. You're not just making more trades that would have been losers or break-even results into winners. You're also increasing the risk that you will ruin your account or blow up your account, or at least get to a point where you say, I've lost too much money, I'm going to quit trading. So it's a tricky thing, I know, but it's something to certainly keep in mind.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's kind of like eating that last little bit of candy that you know you shouldn't be eating. It feels good now, but in the long run, you're going to get fat and sick, so you just shouldn't do it, right?
Yeah, or that last piece of candy, like on Halloween, right? The last piece of candy, and then, yeah, so exactly. It's a great analogy, yeah. Thanks, Hugh.
Okay, thanks, Walter.